The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has announced he'll host a national drought summit next month to discuss action to tackle the crisis at state and Commonwealth level. The brutal drought in eastern Australia has intensified calls for the farming sector to modernise itself by bringing in new technologies and more efficient methods of farming. But at the moment, there's a big shortage of capital being invested into our farming sector. Many people believe part of the solution lies in getting Australia's superannuation funds to invest more in the farm sector. A parliamentary inquiry is now investigating how to attract more investment, but some say it's hard for agriculture to provide the high returns that our superannuation funds want, for instance. David Sparks has more.
With the Asian century underway, everyone agrees Australian agriculture is ideally placed to take advantage of that continent's growing appetite for high-quality farm produce. But that's going to take a lot of investment. It's predicted Australian agriculture will need to attract more than $100 billion in additional investment just to maintain its current share of exports up to 2025. Prudence Gordon is General Manager of Trade and Economics at the National Farmers Federation.
Investment into ag is incredibly important for increasing the productivity of the ag sector generally. We're looking to increase the general liquidity and general capital flow into agriculture generally. That would make it a huge impact in terms of, as I said, the productivity of farmers, their ability to introduce new innovations onto farm and to increase the efficiency of their productions.
That need for better productivity has rarely been clearer than during the recent drought across much of New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria. University of Queensland researcher Dr. Jason West says it's underlined the need for more modernisation to boost productivity.
I think a lot of farms and particularly policymakers are interested in the capacity for technology to change the way that agriculture is performed in Australia.
But those farmers and those regional centres can't do that unless they can get their hands on some pretty serious capital, can they?
Exactly.
Australian super funds manage $2.6 trillion worth of assets, so they're not short on capital. Industry super funds have invested more than $1.6 billion into the nation's agriculture industry, but that's a small portion of the funds at their disposal. Instead, they've preferred big infrastructure assets like toll roads and ports. Fact is, super funds need reliable returns, but in farming, the weather varies wildly from one year to the next, as do commodity prices and exchange rates.
I think in the past, there's been a tendency for superannuation funds, for example, or other investors to shy away from agriculture because it's more difficult with the variability in running an ag business to predict the kinds of returns you're going to get and when there's going to be an event that might be impacting on your returns.
After years of rumblings from the farming sector about a lack of investment from super funds, the government launched a parliamentary inquiry in May, hoping to find solutions. The inquiry's final public hearing is today. Like almost every other group who made a submission, Dr. West says one of the biggest roadblocks is a lack of reliable data on agricultural performance around Australia, which super funds need to analyse the risks and make confident long-term decisions.
The amount of information required for them to cover that hurdle and actually understand what it is they're buying is quite large. So looking at some other jurisdictions around the world, particularly in the US, the UK, much of Europe, even Brazil, Argentina, parts of Asia, have excellent data collection sources for their agricultural activities, particularly around not just the average farm income and the quality of the assets and the working capital volatility through time, all those kinds of things that regulate the success of a farm or otherwise. But in farming, you're really after the extremes just to test exactly what the spread of potential risk would be.
The Farming Federation's Prudence Gordon agrees a lack of data available to super fund managers is deterring them from investing in agriculture.
The pooling of farms into larger groups is one way of being able to gather data which covers a larger cross-section. The way that's done is, I think, by fostering and encouraging asset management companies or enterprises that are equipped with familiarity with the ag sector and are able to work with farmers to get them working together, to be able to get the information from a group of farmers over a period of time that then feeds back into the investment calculations of different investors.
Not everyone agrees that a lack of reliable data is the reason why super funds are shying away from agriculture. Gary Weaven is one of the biggest names on Australia's superannuation landscape. He's chair of fund manager IMF, which manages some of the biggest assets in Australia, including airports, toll roads and ports. He says it's simply not true that super funds are scared away from agriculture by a lack of data.
It sounds to me like there's a lack of favourable data, because the favourable data generally doesn't exist. I mean, I think that it may well be that there's gaps in the data, but it's not as though there is no information about agricultural performance. There's plenty of data about the variability in crops, variability in rainfall. There's plenty of data about likely future impacts of climate change. There's enough data to make it not an attractive area for institutional investors. My position is more a response to occasional calls from politicians wondering why superannuation funds don't invest more in Australian agriculture. Well, I think it's essentially because the returns are quite low in relation to the risks and volatility of the investment.
There is one strategy Mr. Weaven believes could boost the willingness of Australian funds to invest in agriculture. Foreign pension funds often invest in Australian agriculture, but that usually involves a model that incorporates the entire supply chain, from the farm to processing and the final selling point overseas. Mr. Weaven says, realistically, that's the only model that's going to earn the sort of returns super funds need.
What I observe is those that do come from offshore and occasionally write fairly large checks for Australian agriculture normally have a strong position in downstream, you know, downstream processing of agricultural and horticultural product and or distribution of that product into, for example, the Chinese market. So I think a combination of investors partnering together could get the required rate of return up to an acceptable level.
That's Gary Weaven, Chair of Fund Management Group IFM Investors, ending that report from David Sparks.